that's the biggest challenge. Right now, everyone seems to be panicking, going, oh my gosh, there's a new Greek letter that's been attached to the word COVID. This is the worst case scenario for everything. All that we know is that it's transmittable and that it's moving. We don't know if it's more lethal. We don't know if it's anything different at this point. And so, this is the most basic of things. People can watch out for this. They pay attention to it. They take care of their hand washing and all those things that we've talked about for a long time on it. I encourage people to get the vaccine, but also tell people it's their choice to be able to do that. No one in the world should be able to mandate them to be able to do it. And as we're seeing with the courts, finally the courts are stepping up and actually taking this on, where they're knocking these mandates down from the Biden administration that he has handed out.
Well, I mean, they are. And first, when it comes to contractors, and when it comes to nurses, Medicaid and Medicare, and then also when it comes to private companies, this OSHA cannot oversee it. As of right now, these courts have ruled against the Biden administration. Why doesn't he just go with his original statement? Americans are not going to be tolerate these mandates.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to follow through on mandates. Americans don't like being told what to do. We're pretty stubborn people, and quite frankly, it's what's made us the most successful people in the entire world. And because we work exceptionally hard and we take personal responsibility for our actions, and that's the right way to be able to take this. For us as a country to be able to live under a mandate, we think the Chinese live under mandates. The North Koreans live under mandates. We're Americans. We don't live under mandates. That's not how it works for us.
But in Oklahoma, your National Guard has stood up and said, we will not take this vaccine. We don't want to be under the auspices of the federal government and the military. Everyone's got to get vaccinated. So they said they're not going to pay your National Guardsmen. Where do you stand?
Yeah, that is absolutely the wrong thing to be able to do. And in fact, we have a piece of legislation to be able to push back on that exact issue, to be able to cut off the National Guard and say, we're not going to pay you if you don't take this vaccine. Here's how the National Guard works. The National Guard is under a governor's authority. So they have a commander-in-chief that's the governor of their state. That's the state militia. And then that National Guard itself is under the governor's control, unless they're activated and they're actually sent over to Afghanistan or wherever it may be on federal offices, then they go under leadership of the President of the United States. But while they're in the state, they're under governor's control. Our governor, Governor Stitt, has done a great job articulating this and to be able to make the argument on it to say, I'm not going to mandate that the troops that are in Oklahoma command actually have to take this vaccine. If they get activated into federal control, then yes, they're under federal control and they're just like every active duty military. But currently, they're under state control and they do not have to do that. That's the right thing to do, and we need to continue to be able to protect it. And I've got legislation that we're dropping and working to be able to get consent to be able to put in and to actually make sure that we're protecting our National Guardsmen.
Another reason why you got to get into the majority, because unless you get any Democratic support, it will die, correct?
It will, but quite frankly, I'm challenging every single Democrat to say, are you trying to be able to cut off the pay from everyone of National Guard members in your state as well? Because nationally, the National Guard is still less than 50% vaccinated. This has been one of those untold stories where they keep saying that there's 80% of federal employees in different areas that have been vaccinated. Go, great. Well, the National Guard is not. And this becomes a military readiness and an issue that if suddenly we have to activate the National Guard nationally and that Biden is saying, I'm going to fire you or not pay you or kick you out of the National Guard unless you're doing this vaccination when you're under state control. That is absolutely absurd.
Does your staff have to get vaccinated?
My staff does not have to get vaccinated, and one of the reasons for that is because we're in the legislative branch. The president can't control the legislative branch just like he does in the judicial branch. So judges in courtrooms are not having to follow this mandate, and the legislative branch doesn't follow this mandate. And quite frankly, the courts have been great to be able to step up and say private companies don't fall under this mandate, as the president tried to do. And then now also CMS folks and the folks that work for in healthcare areas don't have to follow this mandate because the president doesn't have the authority to do that either. And so the president made all these great speeches and declarations, and he's finding out quickly that he can't actually enforce that because we're the United States of America.
So the Dobbs case is being heard against the Jackson Women's Health Organization right now in the Supreme Court. In fact, we're listening to live arguments, not on video, but obviously just audio. Even Justice Thomas was asking questions, which the experts say he almost never does.
Almost never.
Yeah, so I was pretty fascinated where he was really pressing and say, besides, he was really pressing the
viability issue.
Yeah, the viability issue on Mississippi with the attorney general there. I want you to hear what Janine Shaheen said is at stake with this case, and then I want to get your take. Cut 30.
I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade, and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people.
So do you agree that the Supreme Court justices should know ahead of time they will cause a revolution if they don't go the right way with this?
You talk about extreme statements. Chuck Schumer standing on the steps of the Supreme Court and threatening by name Supreme Court justice last year. Jeanine Shaheen saying they're going to be a revolution, basically threatening the Supreme Court justice, saying we're going to have mass chaos in the streets if you do this. If they overturn Roe v. Wade, that does not outlaw abortion in America. It takes us back to pre-1973 when each state would decide what they're going to do with abortion, just like we do with homicide law. Each state decides what they're going to do with that. So this crazy chaos to say that suddenly abortion ends in America if they overturn Roe v. Wade is factually not true. And the left, just to tell you how crazy they are, they're basically saying, if you don't allow us to kill as many children as we want, we're going to have a revolution in the streets. Tells you just how over the top the left really has become, that their main priority that they're going to have a revolution on is their right to be able to take the lives of children. I think that gives you a good glimpse into who they are.
So before I get your take on Dobbs and the chance to have a success, here's what John Yoo looked at the Supreme Court justices, and here's what he thinks is going to have him cut 31.
There are three justices, I think, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito, who have clearly signaled that they think Roe was wrongly decided and should be overturned. It's the two Trump justices, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, whose votes are in play, I think, who will make the decision. I think Chief Justice Roberts is really not going to decide this case. His vote really doesn't matter anymore now that Amy Coney Barrett replaced Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think Amy Coney Barrett, when it comes down to it, is going to vote to overturn Roe. I think she said as much in her work as a law professor. So it really comes down to Brett Kavanaugh we know almost nothing about his views on abortion.
Your thoughts about what John Yoo said, the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General?
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Again, we don't ask justices during the process, and I was one of those that was interviewing all of those justices that we put in for Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. We don't ask them how they're going to rule on a case dealing with Roe v. Wade. We want to know what is their perspective on the law and the Constitution. I'm confident that Brett Kavanaugh is very focused on following the Constitution, and when you look at how the Roe v. Wade decision was made and how the court invented this viability standard, literally it's not in any law. It's certainly not in the Constitution.
Can you describe that?
They just created it. Think that Kavanaugh's going to look at that and say the court just can't create a standard.
With the improvement in medical technology, we now see what infants look like at an extremely early stage compared to the 70s when this passed. So describe what's changed.
A lot has changed on technology. My mom used to have the old joke, you can't be a little bit pregnant. And for the left for years have said, yeah, you can be a little bit pregnant, that in the early stages of a pregnancy, then that's not really a baby, but maybe later stages, that's really a baby. That's absolutely absurd, and science actually shows that. We know a lot more about the zygote. We know a lot more about DNA development. We know that cell, that zygote, when it's that fertilized cell in the mom's womb, that's the only cell in her body that is different than every other cell in her body. It has different DNA, and as it develops, even by the 15-week time period that Mississippi identified, that child already has all their functioning organs. They're just growing and developing more, already has fingers and toes, already sucking their thumb, already shows their left hand or right hand dominant by 15 weeks of development. So there's a lot that we know now in science that's not just a little peanut and a little blob that we can see through an ultrasound anymore. We have great detail and information to see that is a child. And it is impossible. It's just completely self-evident to be able to look at a picture of a 15-week-old child in the womb and to say that's a child. You can't ignore the basic facts.
Is that an exhibit? I mean, excuse my naivete on this. I've never seen a Supreme Court argued out. But is that an exhibit in this case? Did you put up a 15-week-old sonogram?
Probably not. They'll argue over the law itself, not over the science issues, but I'm sure they'll bring up science that we do understand more about what's going on now, that we can understand how the justices looked at those issues 50 years ago, 48 years ago, when they made this decision. But to be able to say this decision will not be about the science, it'll be about the law. That's what the Supreme Court should be focused in on.
All right, Senator, how optimistic are you about winning back the Senate? You know, it comes down to individual races. It's going to be picking up a seat. And could it be in Georgia where Herschel Walker, has he impressed you to the point where you think that he is ready to win? Does he know the issues?
Yeah, I don't know him, and I've not been able to see him on the campaign stump. The people of Georgia will be able to make that decision, but I will tell you, we should be able to pick up multiple seats in the Senate. We should be able to win the House. Joe Biden is our best campaigner for Republicans right now with what he's doing to the economy, what he's doing to our national image internationally, what we're seeing with these vaccine mandates. People are furious about the direction of the country and firmly blame this on Joe Biden, as they should. Blame this on Joe Biden. So every Democrat that's running for the Senate and for the House is going to have to say, I stand with Joe Biden at this point, and that's a very difficult position to be able to run on.
Right, and in Mark Kelly, his seat is up this time around. I'm not sure who's running there, maybe the Attorney General. But Dr. Oz made it clear he wants to replace Pat Toomey, cut 34. Yep.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt. America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need.
And he went on, and he was able to do that interview for a half hour with Sean Hannity last night. You know he handles issues. You know how bright he is. You know strong he is on his feet. So, and he does, he wants to, and he's moving to Pennsylvania just for this reason.
Yeah, there are people that are very passionate about helping our country. I'm one of them that wants to be able to see this turn very, very different. I'm grateful when we have good people that jump into races and to be able to do the work that has to be done. So for me, we're going to go through the primaries. We're going to allow Republicans in those states to be able to make a decision of who they're actually going to be able to put in that spot. But I look forward to next November and the wins that we'll have all over the country.
Yeah, we'll see. If it looks like the off-year election, Democrats are in a world of hurt. Senator James Lankford, I will be in Tulsa.